7-Eleven Slide American State Trials 1918 Volume X Leo Frank Document. Here is the translated text as follows. Mrs. Herman H. Hirsch, 679. Cook was scared. I don't believe he would have yielded to this woman's importunities, but if he had, they would have pulled the blackmail stunt then. Let me detail some of the key points in the case that speak louder than others. First, there were Mr. Candler's employees in the adjoining office with an unlocked door between the two rooms. Cook saw through the letterbox without encountering any obstruction. There were two windows on Pryor Street with the blinds up and a hotel across the street. No man performs an immoral act in a public place. You know it. Then she says she saw the man at the window while she was on the settee with Mr. Candler and immediately jumped up and ran to the door. Mr. Candler has too much at stake to risk detection like that. He would have taken more care. And besides, he would have selected a younger woman. I don't mean to cast reflections on Mrs. Hirsch's looks, but she is 38, just out of the hospital, and looking in bad health. She doesn't look healthy even now. Will you fail to vindicate a man who has lived among you for a lifetime, a man 66 years old who has given $1,000 to bring a great institution of learning here, a man honored by the highest gift in the power of his fellow citizens, that of mayor of this city, a man who has walked among you, honored and respected ever since 1873? He has helped every interest of credit in the town and is generous to a fault. He has given employment where it is badly needed. Isn't his record worth considering? If Mr. Candler's record and reputation are worth nothing in this case, I would feel that I had lived in vain. It was perfectly natural under the circumstances for Mr. Candler to go to his son. He had a right to be suspicious of such actions. There are two things necessary for the crime of blackmail. First is the fact that the blackmailers have to charge their victim with a crime. Adultery is a crime. Blackmail is just a misdemeanor. Secondly, was the charge made with the intent to get money? The law encourages a man not to pay blackmail. The crime. Note, the text seems to be an excerpt from a larger document, and the last sentence is incomplete.